Chapter 1. God's Nature, His Word, and His Promises. 1 John 4, verses 8 through 10. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know Him. For God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest, where we are concerned, in that God sent His Son, the only begotten or unique Son, into the world, so that we might live through Him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. God is faithful, reliable, trustworthy, and therefore ever true to His promise, and He can be depended on. By Him you were called out into companionship and participation with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Devotional 1. For God so loved the world, God is love. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. In this passage, we get a profound look at the nature of God. We see a kind, tender, caring, and loving God, who loved man so much that He willingly sacrificed His Son for us while we were still sinners and did not deserve His mercy. I have met parents over the years that have lost children. The death of a child often has a devastating impact on people. Over 50% of marriages fail soon after the death of a child, as the parents struggle to come to grips with the pain and suffering that came with their loss. This verse tells us that Jesus did not die by accident or circumstance. God loved mankind so much that He sent Jesus as a lamb to be sacrificed for our sins. God sacrificed a son to gain a family. We often see acts of intense love among human beings. We read stories of men and women who willingly step into harm's way to save their children or even total strangers. We hear stories of people who make organ donations so that others may have a fresh start in life. Think about the last time you expressed love to others by making a donation to a charity, dropped money into a cup at a traffic light, stood in line to serve a hot meal to the homeless, or passed out blankets at a shelter. The next time you tuck your child into bed, comb their hair, or read to them, consider how much you love them. Ask yourself, would I willingly offer my child to be brutally tortured and murdered for others, for people who have rejected me and do not care about me? The next time you wonder if God really loves you, I encourage you to think of Jesus. Imagine Him nailed to the cross. His death on the cross is proof of how much God loves you. Open your heart and receive God's love for you. Never forget, His love healed you, restored you, redeemed you, and purchased salvation and eternal life. Lord, thank You for Your love and for the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Help me to find comfort in Your loving arms. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.